All right, everybody, this is unbelievable. These are real images of what people are calling the Mountain Dew Pool, or the reflecting pool in Washington, D.C., that is now so green that they're pouring hydrogen peroxide into the pool, but then that hydrogen peroxide is tearing the mat at the bottom of the pool, and it's floating to the top. It is a disgusting sight to see, and that is why people are calling it the Mountain Dew Pool. One person renamed it to the Green Mile because it's now just a long, green, algae-filled, reflecting pool. Somebody even went to the pool with a waterproof camera, and here's what it looks like underwater. You guys see that? The mat at the bottom is not only dirty as hell, full of algae, but it's cracking and breaking and tearing up in every way possible. You're not going to get any sort of reflection with that dirty of a pool. It reminds me of this Fox News host that a few days ago was at the newly renovated reflecting pool, and he was trying to spin it as if the reflecting pool was beautiful and gorgeous, but watch what happens.
I'm here at the newly renovated reflecting pool. It's painted American flag blue. And the Democrats are going to tell you, oh, there's green algae, it looks so bad. But there's pool guys cleaning it up right now. No other president would do that. But President Trump is still cleaning it up.
Wait a minute. So he says the Democrats are going to tell you that it's green, but what Trump is doing is cleaning it up. So he's not even denying that it's green. It's literally greener than this green jacket that I'm wearing. And yet this guy thinks he can just have enough enthusiasm to hide it behind him. It's supposed to be the reflecting pool, yet you can't see the reflection of the Washington Monument because of the greenness of it, the Mountain Dewness of it.
I'm here at the newly renovated reflecting pool.
The Democrats are going to tell you that the sky is blue, that the pool isn't green. It reminds me of this Trump supporter that drove to Washington, D.C. and filmed herself reacting to the reflecting pool and trying to act like it wasn't incredibly dirty. She calls it gorgeous. By the way, if you want to help boost this video, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. In just one moment, we're going to talk about Donald Trump's reallocation of money to make himself wealthy, to build failing projects, and to honestly put his name and face on everything like Khamenei in Iran. Trump claims to hate the supreme leader of Iran, the one that he killed, and the supreme leader has his name and his face on the currency and the buildings. Yeah, Trump is doing the exact same thing.
You get all those ducks and geese pooping in there and stuff, and then the algae stuff builds up so quick, especially on these hot and humid days, you guys. But I got to tell you, before this was done, it was so bad. It was so bad before this was done. It was not getting cleaned. They weren't cleaning it properly in the wintertime like they used to.
This is cope. This is called cope.
It was a toxic mess before, so they're going to figure this out. But it looks beautiful with the reflection. Absolutely gorgeous. And it had to happen. It was leaking. All of that.
Absolutely gorgeous, says this Trump supporter. They then tried to pour hydrogen peroxide into the pool. It's like a scene out of the Looney Tunes. We've got a row of people. No, nothing against them. They're just doing their job. We've got a row of people dumping hydrogen peroxide to desperately try to make the pool not green. That hydrogen peroxide then creates an environment where the pool is even more green, is attracting algae, and is tearing up at the seams, at the bottom. At the same time, there are more people working at the Kennedy Center to surgically remove Trump's name. You know, sometimes it feels like Trump knows that he's not going to be around much longer, that he's going to die soon on the brink of death due to age, and that he wants to leave some sort of legacy in any way possible. It feels like his attempts to put his name on the Kennedy Center, put his face on certain banners, try to now put his face on currency, like Congress is trying to change a law to put his face on currency, is just a desperate attempt to become some sort of man of history or cement his legacy. He is 80 years old, and while I would never wish for a president to die ever. I don't wish for anybody to die, especially not in office. That would be absolutely tragic, and it would shake things up. I mean, I think the reality is he's getting older, and he's desperate to leave some sort of legacy, whether it's a reflecting pool, whether it's the ballroom, but it's all coming at our expense. Myra says, holy shit, there are huge chunks of blue paint coming off of the reflecting pool already. It seems the peroxide loosened things up. Yikes. You know, the real legacy that I think Trump is going to leave is that of corruption, that of pardoning CZ, Changpeng Zhao, who is the founder of Binance and who allowed a bunch of money to be funneled into, you know, sex trafficking, Hamas, all of these groups. Donald Trump pardoned Changpeng Zhao because CZ ended up helping Donald Trump secure a $2 billion investment into World Liberty Financial, the crypto firm that the Trump family owns and that CZ helped them build. It's just an orgy of corruption, and it's so incredibly disgusting. I want to contrast that with the Obama Presidential Library. It really is, truly is, incredibly stunning. Look at how beautiful the library is in Chicago, Illinois. I went to the grand opening yesterday. It's so, so nice to look at something like this after looking at all of Trump's trashy projects. Here are some photos that I took at the opening of the Obama Center yesterday. I took this one, and then this is me and Governor Pritzker. Very, very cool. This is me and George Lucas, creator of Star Wars. This is me and friend of the show, Harry Sisson. A little nice refresher from all of these disastrous Trump projects. But to continue, this is all coming at a time when Donald Trump is dumping money into a few things. Number one, his own personal projects that are failing. Number two, wars with Iran on behalf of Israel. And number three, Israel itself. We just got news, as I started recording this video, that U.S. intelligence agencies have warned the Trump administration that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is likely to take steps that will undermine President Trump's efforts to reach a lasting peace deal with Iran. What an absolute mess. What an absolutely disgusting mess. Donald Trump pulled us into this war. The United States is still at war with Iran. I mean, they're trying to spin this memorandum of understanding as some long-term thing, but the Strait of Hormuz has already been reclosed and is being told by Iran once again. So we are rapidly losing control. And Benjamin Netanyahu is dragging us along. I finally want to end this off by showing you Gina Milan, who was like a Disney star at one point. Then she said some anti-Semitic stuff, and now she's not allowed back in mainstream media for good reason. She quote tweeted this reflecting pool video and said, "This isn't organic. People are sabotaging the pool because they hate Trump. It's truly sick." I don't even know what level of conspiracy theory you have to be on to think that people are sabotaging the reflecting pool. I mean, it's a massive pool. How the hell would a few different trolls sabotage it? It's clearly a systematic problem with the way this was built and painted and rebuilt and the mat at the bottom. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Malkler feed, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.